Now, we said that by the Madura, the big fireplace there, even if you have 10 people saying that together, learning or reading, it doesn't work because they're so far from each other and they're too close. The logs block them from seeing each other. However, Mr. Bur brings from the Elos Talmud that if somebody asks somebody to be a Shomer, that he shouldn't be Mechata the Eish, that's good enough and that works. Now, Mr. Bur brings from the Taz, even though it's mutter for someone to sit near a fireplace to warm himself up, he shouldn't sit too close to the logs either, because there he might come to move things around in order that the fire should burn better. Although Chayram Mekel and this are not worried about this. Sivov, Tinokish Beth Rabbim, children are learning by a Rebbe, they're allowed to read and learn the Araner, because they're not going to be matha there because scared of the Rebbe. Mr. Bur says the Mashmois of the Shulchan Aruch is, even if the Rebbe's not there at the moment, because they're always afraid that he's going to come back. However, the Rabbi brings some other places, give their chalik on this, and say that if the Rebbe's not there at the moment, then they cannot learn or read by the Ner. Siv Zayin, the Perek Ba'am and Likin, La Rid La'ar Ner, because that reminds you about Shabbos, and how could you forget when you're reading the Perek Ba'am and Likin, about the different Shemonim and the Neres of Shabbos. Shabur says, Mashba, other halachas of Shabbos, you would not be allowed to learn La'ar Ner, only Ba'am and Likin. Siv Ches, in Kippur Night, you La'ar Rid for the Machzerim, La'ar Ner. There's no Chashash Miyat, because Imbis in Kippur Malim, everyone's scared to, so careful because in Kippur, we're not afraid that someone's getting mad to the Ner. Sivtes, if Seder night, Pesach night, falls out on Shabbos, you'll have to read the Agada La'aner, because it's like Rashi Prakim that everyone knows a little bit. Everyone, even the Amaratzim, they know it a little bit, and they're just looking in that Agada to remind themselves. They don't have to be Ma'ayin so much, then it's fine. And then it says, Mr. Bruce says, even if someone's a total Amaratz, never learned anything, he knows nothing about that Agada, and he's reading it straight from that Agada, does not know it all by heart, still, there's room to be Mekel, not to be Vatel Mitz Agada, which could be is Deraisa. And therefore, even if it's a Ner Shemim, where there's a real Chashash HaMiyata, you can make a Seder night when it falls down on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah also brings that you can make a, someone comes to shul early Shabbos morning and it's still dark outside and wants to start davening La'ar Ner. Also, since it's similar to that God on Pesach, people generally know it a little bit by heart. They're just looking up inside the Seder, but they know it a little bit by heart. That's good enough, there's no Chashash HaMiyata. But to learn La'ar Ner, that would be Usher early Shabbos morning when it's still dark outside and it's still dependent on the Ar HaNer. So, viewed, the Rebbe could check La'ar Ner to see where the Tinoika Shveis Rabbim, where the young Tamidim start reading from the Messiah of the Rashi Parshas a little bit, and can read the rest al peh. As long as he basically knows the Parsha by heart, and is just looking up or checking up, he's not being ma'ayin in the Sefer fully, then that's enough for Hekka, that he's not going to come to Yamata, and it's fine. Sifid Aleph, you have Kalim that are similar to each other, clothing that are similar to each other, and need even the friendship between them, it's also to check La'ar Ner. Even if he's trying to figure out which clothing is his, which are his wife's, if they're similar to each other, his and his wife's clothing, then it's also a check in La'ar Ner, because the Chashash Hashem Yate. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'tzarech Iyun, if he needs Iyun Timavchen, then it's also the check La'ar Ner. Shabur says, Lashon Rambam, is that only somebody that Tzarech Iyun Rav needs a lot of Iyun, is also a check La'ar Ner. So, to Shaila, about somebody that needs Iyun, but there's not any Iyun Rav, can you check La'ar Ner or not? There's different Lashonis there in the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, look in the Bir Locha, that he says, a Ner of Shaivak, a wax candle, which is less of Chashash Shemayat than a Ner of Shemin, and the our place is going to make it anyway. So now you can make it by something which only needs Iyun, but does not require Iyun Rav. Sif your base. Let's say you have a Shamish, like a waiter, he's not Kavua. So he's not here on a regular basis, does not know his way around as much, does not know the Kalim in the kitchen so well. So he is not allowed to check the cups and the plates that are in there. He does not know them well, so there's a Chashash Shemayata, he's trying to check them, make sure they're clean, make sure he has the right one. There's both by Ner of Shemen, which has the serious Chashash Shemayata, and Ner of Neft. Neft is something like kerosene, that there's much less of Chashash Shemayata, and also there's no Chashash that he's going to take some Neft out to use it for other things, because it has no other use. It's Mias, it's not like Shemen, that you might take some out to use it for something else, because Shemen is useful, and it smells good. The Ramah says, Yesh Batim Shaneft. The R Rishem there make of a neft by kerosene, which like we said is less of Chashash of Shemiyata and Shemiyastapik than Shemin, the R those are make of a neft by Shamish and Gavua. Even by Shamish and Gavua. But by Shamish Gavua, there, even the Mechaber agrees, he's allowed to check the Kaisis Lar and there, because it does not require so much Ian, and there's no real Chashash Shemiyata. It's by the Shamish and Gavua that the Mechaber is Machmer, and the Ramah says that you can make of a neft and Machmer Bishol Shemin by the Shamish and Gavua. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Malkum Mitzarech, we summon on their mom, because there are many Rishonim who hold like that. Now, Shulchan Aruch says, that in there, Shem and Zayis, so there, even the Shamsh Kavua, we don't, not Moira Lachatchila from Tibaydik, the Kaisis and the Ka'aris, but are in there, Shem and Shazayis, you know, if he does it, we don't stop him, we're not Moira Lachatchila from to do it, because it is a Rishash in his stomach, he might try to slip away some Shemin to use it. The Ramah says the minhag is to cover the katanim, even the young children. They shouldn't be armed, they shouldn't be unclothed in front of the Ner Shabbos, because it's a mitzvah that they should be unclothed in front of the Ner Shabbos.